Matthew chapter 22. And Yahshua answered and spake unto them again by parables, and said, The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that which were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them which were bidden, Behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen, my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants, and entreated them spitefully, and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was furious, and he sent forth his armies, and destroyed those murderers, and burned up their city. Then saith he unto his servants, The wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways, and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he saith unto him, Friend, how camest thou into this place not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. Then went the Pharisees and took counsel how they might entangle him in his talk. And they sent out unto him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Teacher, we know that thou art true, and teachest the way of Elohim in truth. Neither carest thou for any man, for thou regardest not the person of men. Tell us, therefore, what thinkest thou? Is it lawful to give tribute unto Caesar or not? But Yahshua perceived their wickedness, and said, Why tempt ye me, ye hypocrites? Show me the tribute money. And they brought him unto him a penny. And he saith unto them, Whose is the image and superscription? They say unto him, Caesar. Then he saith unto them, Render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto Elohim the things that are Elohim's. When they had heard these things, they marveled and left him and went their way. The same day came to him the Sadducees, which say that there is no resurrection, and asked him, saying, Teacher, Moses said, If a man die having no children, his brother shall marry his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. Now there were with us seven brethren, and the first which he had married, a wife, deceased, and having no issue, left his wife unto his brother, likewise the second also, and the third unto the seventh. And last of all the women died also. Therefore in the resurrection, whose wife shall she be of the seven? For they all had her. Yahshua answered and said unto them, Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Elohim. For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given to marriage, but are as the angels of Elohim in heaven. But as touching the resurrection of the dead, have ye not read which was spoken unto you by Yahweh, saying, I am Yahweh, the Elohim of Abraham, and the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob. Yahweh is not the El of the dead, but of the living. And when the multitude heard this, they were astonished at his doctrine. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, and saying, Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Yahshua said unto him, Thou shalt love Yahweh thy Elohim with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang the law and the prophets. While the Pharisees were gathered together, Yahshua asked them, saying, What think ye of the Messiah? Whose son is he? They say unto him, The son of David. He saith unto them, How then doth David in spirit call him sovereign, saying, Yahweh said unto my sovereign, Sit thou at my right hand, till I make thine enemies thy footstool. If David then call him sovereign, how is he his son? And no man was able to answer him a word, neither durst any man from that day forth ask him any more questions.